The thin blue line may have a green tinge to it, if efforts by the Delta Police Board are successful. The board has approved adding the greening of the Delta Police to its monthly agenda, following a presentation on climate change by Board Vice Chair Dr. Karen Hosick, at the board's September 21 meeting. It is just the introduction of the topic and I certainly intend to push, as time goes on, for changes, Hosick said. She acknowledged that many aspects of reducing the carbon dioxide footprint are the city's responsibility, such as installing solar panels on the roof of police headquarters or an anti-engine idling bylaw. But small changes to reduce carbon dioxide emissions also are possible within the department. And that's what I wanted to bring up and start discussing because so far, it's just been off the radar, said Hosick, who's with Doctors for Planetary Health. Hosick pointed out that with the issue of reducing the environmental footprint of the police force now a standing item on the police board agenda, it will require regular reports about steps being taken. It needs to be part of the conversation definitely, the greening, and hopefully from today it will be. We've got it as a standing item now. And we'll certainly push for changes, she said. The board was unanimous in having it as a standing item, she pointed out. So we just need to make sure it's not just talk as it is on so many political levels and I'm certainly committed to that, she added. With senior management in the police department now aware, the rank of file will also follow suit, she added. Currently, Delta Police have no hybrid or electric vehicles in its fleet. However, police vehicles may have special requirements. Hosick said installing solar panels may be costly at first but after 9 years, the savings in electricity has paid for the cost of the panels. And the city of Delta does not have an anti-engine idling bylaw, unlike many BC cities, that requires motorists to shut off their vehicles if they're waiting for a long period of time. One suggestion made in Hosick's presentation is having police use foot or e-bike patrols where possible, although she knows that's not practical in many parts of the city. Another small step towards reducing greenhouse gas production could include reducing air conditioning, so that people don't have to wear a sweater indoors in the summer. No single-use plastics and compost bins for food in the lunchrooms are two other suggestions, while community police could use electric vehicles or even bicycles. The city of Delta is taking steps to green its police car fleet. It recently studied its infrastructure to see if we'll support electric police vehicles. The city's buildings will require electrical upgrades to support plug-in charging, said Acting INSP. James Sandberg, who is the public affairs manager for the department, it's also testing a Ford Explorer hybrid for patrol and is already using 4 Toyota hybrid Siennas for administrative work. As well, DPD have ordered 2 fully electric vehicles, although supply chain issues have slowed delivery, said Sandberg. When it comes to police patrol vehicles, the department buys pursuit-rated vehicles. The manufacturer must make such a declaration, but so far, no fully electric vehicles have achieved that rating, Sandberg said. DPD are also taking into consideration variable valve timing features and stop-start technology, which increases fuel efficiency and reduces emissions in vehicles still using internal combustion engines, he added. Vancouver Police Department announced 4 years ago, in 2018, that it added 20 pure electric Ford Focus hatchbacks for detectives to use. Those are in addition to 2 other pure electric and 12 hybrid vehicles and 2 electric motorcycles used by the Vancouver Police Department. As of this May, Abbotsford Police Department had 8 Ford Interceptor hybrid SUVs in service on its frontline. Those save taxpayers about $32,000 in fuel every year. One suggestion made in Hosick's presentation is having police use foot or e-bike patrols where possible, although she knows that's not practical in many parts of the city. Another small step towards reducing greenhouse gas production could include reducing air conditioning, so that people don't have to wear a sweater indoors in the summer. No single-use plastics and compost bins for food in the lunchrooms are 2 other suggestions, while community police could use electric vehicles or even bicycles.